The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just wanted to let you know that we're highlighting the crimes and going into specifications concerning the criminals that the American people tolerate. You know them as politicians or representatives. And it's interesting to note, I'm paralleling them and their crimes in great specificity, the same way that I'm talking about how the AK-47 is being used to kill people off. And it's interesting in parallel how they'll bring forth all the specifics and the specifications concerning the politicians and their crimes. I'm paralleling that with the AK-47, and I'm going into the design of the gun and the specifications of the gun. And then I'm talking about how the AK-47 is used to kill 50 people last week. Tragedy. It was terrible. In parallel with, look at the crimes of the politicians. They're doing it again and again and again and again. And isn't it interesting how the conservatives, whatever that means, friends, are highlighting the crimes by praising the wicked rather than pointing the finger at the person that pulled the trigger. And they're taught to teach you that it's just, well, it's allegations, allegedly. I mean, folks, how many of these corrupt politicians have been busted with a smoking gun in hand, literally? And you've let the conservatives get away with giving you their full-fledged lie concerning allegations. No, they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and you know they are. How come nobody's talking about the person that pulled the trigger? How come they're just highlighting the AK-47 and the 50 people that were killed? How come the conservatives, again, whatever that means, or the professed church in America today, whatever that means, why is it that even if the church does highlight the crimes of those that serve we the people, and then they talk about the crimes, but they never point the finger at the politician? They just talk about the politician like that politician's in there somewhere in the mix. Not to say they're guilty, but we just want, well, we want something to talk about. Inquiry minds need to know. A bunch of grown-up gossips, right? Irresponsible grown-up gossips that let them do whatever they let them get away with. And that's exactly what they do. Bradley, I don't like the way that you always point the finger. I don't care if you like that or not. That is my job to do just that. Hey, by the way, just like it's the job of the corrupt politicians that I'm highlighting right now, when they enforce the law against your crime, but not against the crimes that they and their little minions and buddies commit, right? That's the problem I'm having here. Justice is the guardian of liberty, period. Exclamation. End of story. But for some reason, the American people see fit to let the politicians do what they do at will. And yet we were warned by Lord Acton when he said power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we see that they're absolutely right. He was, Lord Acton. And when I'm talking about the corruption in government that we see on a daily basis, why is it? And keep in mind, friends, who's highlighting these crimes? Well, the conservatives and the churches. If the church even goes that far, because keep in mind, they were the ones that were taught by their hireling or whore from the pulpit that they're not to judge anybody. Remember that, right? What Bible are you reading? So when we talk about how light reproves darkness, what is that? Is that judging darkness? Is that exposing darkness? What would you define that to be? I would like to know. 1-866-582-9933. Just last week, I had an individual email me, and tell me, why are you using the law? I said, well, why did Jesus use the law? He was a preacher of circumcision. He's a preacher of the law to the Jews that were broken by the law. Those are the ones that he showed grace to, remember? I said, you know what your problem is? You failed to read the Bible and understand that Paul was sent to the Gentiles. He was a preacher of law to grace. Read 1 Timothy 1, verse 7. Read the Acts of Jesus, who continuously used the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto himself. Galatians 3:24. I said, you're an antinomianist. I said, you're promoting the very things that you're complaining about through this administration right now. You personally are responsible for it because you're an antinomianist. You have no regard for moral law at all. And you fail to make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. You are the problem. Common sense comes into place when I'm talking about my message that I give across the country. What would you think of me if I said, let's remove all the stop signs, the warning signs? You'd think I was crazy. You'd think I was an anarchist. Well, that's what the professed church is doing all day long. It's exactly what's happening to the conservatives and the government. The fault lies at the foot of the church for preaching, thou shalt not judge. And the reason they don't judge is because they don't know God's moral law. They love him so much they don't even know his government. Isn't that interesting, friends? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. They don't even know the commandments. And what is the fulfilling of the law, friends? It's called L-O-V-E. And remember, when we go to 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love rejoiceth not in lawlessness. And then when we see in the end times, when judgment commences upon a nation, well, what was one of the things that Jesus said? The love of many waxed cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. Remember Jesus also, when he was approached by those, and, oh, Lord, Lord, we love you. He said, wait a second. You call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do those things that I command you to do? Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we heal the sick? Didn't we raise the dead? He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of what? Lawlessness, I never knew you. And we don't make void the law. Read Romans 3:31, friends. We establish the law through faith. We don't abrogate it because Jesus didn't abrogate it. Awaken, church, to common sense. America, have you taken the time to read the Bible upon which our republic rests? Have you taken the time to read our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States? Or what about the preamble to the United States Constitution, where it says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. Yet how is America to establish justice without knowing the mind of the lawgiver, as I just said? Read the Torah, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses. And furthermore, let me ask you the question. How can the act be apart from the actor? Oh, you know, God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Listen carefully. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Folks, I have heard this from national leaders. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Just stay with me. Oh, God loves the sinner, man. What is a sinner? Ask the nominal Christian. Missing the mark. Nope. He is one who violates or transgresses God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Okay. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Hey, I got a question for you, friends. Then who goes to hell? The sin, or the person that chose to commit the act of sin? Because hell is the place that unrepentant people go, right? So how is it that God loves the sinner but hates the sin? Wait, who's confused? It's not the Lord, it's the people. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Quick, I missed this during the last segment. Real quick, I want you to listen to Cliven Bundy's wife. We're talking about the AK-47 in parallel to the crimes of the likes of Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, his administration, corrupt politicians overall, friends. Listen carefully to what Cliven Bundy's wife had to say to Harry Reid.
I would like to invite you to come to our ranch. I would like you to come look me square in the eye and tell me that my family and I are domestic terrorists. I would love you to come to my ranch and show me where my family has done any abuse of any kind to this land that we love.
Did you hear that, friends? Mercy to the wicked, friends, is cruelty to the innocent. Oh, America, you're cruel to the innocent. You're cruel unto yourselves. You're cruel unto your posterity. You're cruel to not look out for your brothers as you'd have them look out for you, which is the fulfilling of the law, L-O-V-E. How cruel. How cruel. These ranchers are out there trying to awaken the American people to the crimes of politicians. And the federal government is scurrying like a bunch of rats right now, trying to cover for Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid. They must be getting a little kickback or something, huh? I'm talking about the corrupt again, just clarifying. Just making sure. And friends, I'm doing the same thing that Chris Ann Hall was doing, and now they're going around actually making insinuations, friends, that she was endangering the lives of federal agents. Really? For exposing their crimes? Really? Really? Are they going to create some more trumped up charges on people that are exposing them for who they are? Of course, that's how they operate, folks. That's what communists do. That's what devils do, friends. But I want to say this. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does, and it always has. The AK-47 and the crimes that that gun has been used. I mean, folks, the AK-47 is used to kill 50 people last week. Yeah. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. We were talking about this right before the break. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Is that like, and then I ask you the question, then who goes to hell? And isn't hell the place that unrepentant people go? So what I equate that to, church, I'm speaking to the American church today. I got to educate you a little bit. Would that be like saying to the politician that commits the crime that the American people love the politician, but they hate the crimes of the politicians? I just want to know. The American people, they, hey, America, apparently you love Barack Hussein Obama, but you hate the crimes that he commits, according to the mentality of the professed church in America, which is a lack of Christianity. Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of in your life? Well, God loves the sinner, but hates the sin. Really, friends, then who goes to hell? Revelations 21, verse 8 tells me, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Who are them people? They are lawbreakers. That's who ends up in hell, friends. How is the act apart from the actor, America? And furthermore, going back to the first segment of the first hour, how do you feel when those that serve or are appointed to serve we the people that feel that they're above the law and it applies to you and me, but it doesn't apply to them? We're all ruled by law. And when they are not, no longer, or in any sense of the word, ruled by law, that is the definition of tyranny, America. And that's what I'm talking about. How can the act be apart from the actor? God's not merely angry against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. And again, what is a sinner? He who transgresses God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous, absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry with the sin, yet not at the sinner. No, that's called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and that's exactly what you see in America today, namely in the church. You see corruption in society. You see corruption in government today because corruption is within the church. That's why. Read Isaiah 30. It's a false covering. That's not the grace of God, friends. It's not the power to restrain from sin. These people know nothing of the cross of Christ because they know nothing of repentance, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17. They've never been to the cross before. And that's why they're so willing to spit in the face of the Christ crucified, because they don't even know who he is. He hates the theft but loves the thief. God does. He abhors adultery, but he's pleased with the adulterer? Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. Just like the act without the actor. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere events. The thing done in distinction from the doer. Folks, if you take on that mentality, then when a crime is committed with an AK-47, guess what? You need to open your eyes and see, wait a second. Did the person that pulled the trigger, that made the choice to commit the crime using the AK-47, is he the one that was thrown in jail, or was it the AK-47 that was thrown in jail? The person that pulled the trigger. So how should it be any different with corruption concerning those that are in politics, called politicians? Because the American people have been led to believe, they've been neutered through the lie by the supposed conservatives and professed Christians in America, that you don't have any power or authority to right the wrongs. Oh, yes, you do. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. It grieves and displeases him that a rational moral agent, that would be me and you, under his government should array himself against his God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. Christ died on the cross for sinners, on repentance, to those that realize they violated his moral law. And keep in mind, Jesus didn't come into the world to save the righteous. He called, what? Sinners to repentance. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. And the Bible shows us that God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. Because remember, it tells us that the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Hey, friends, the people that are in jail today, why are they in jail? I mean, if I go into a prison right now and I take a look around, I'm not going to see a bunch of weapons like knives and guns. I'm going to see a bunch of people that made the choice to commit the crime. That's who's in prison. That's who's in jail. They're incarcerated. For what? Transgressing law. And by the way, friends, this is the only doctrine of the Bible or common sense on the subject. So the answer to America's dilemma concerning corruption within the government first starts within themselves. Because you need to understand that 1 Peter 4:17 tells us justice, judgment begins in the house of God. Justice and judgment begins in the house of God. You know, and to take that to the next step, isn't it interesting that my whole message across the country when doing high schools, colleges, radio, television, tea parties, prisons, wherever I go, the bottom line is that the people that I'm speaking to are the ones I'm talking to. It's interesting how we in this country feel that when there's bad news, man, we think that maybe, you know, let me say it this way. If what the President of the United States of America was doing in a third world country, you would have already asked for military action against that dictator in a third world country. But not when it's in your own country. Why? Because then you have to take responsibility. You know what the American peoples in this country, they want to avoid? Responsibility. They want someone else to do it for them. They want you to tag their sleeve onto their pastor's sleeve or their priest's sleeve or whoever else's sleeve to get them into heaven. Nope. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And furthermore, let me tell you something, friends. The Bible says that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Our own salvation. Nobody can do that for us. Furthermore, Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom. And furthermore, the first thing that, the first prerequisite that he told those that followed him, what are we supposed to do? He said, believe on him whom he sent, and know concerning the doctrine. Because you're supposed to study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And let those that name the name of Christ, finally, before we take this break, depart from what? Iniquity. Yes. Well, that applies to you, America, and I love you enough to tell you that it applies to you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, I wanted to highlight this, and we're going to run down this. It's just been a week of weeks, let me tell you, friends. No excuses, just trying to stay on top of my game to get the information out there that I want, well, I feel led to give to you, friends. Whatever happened to 1 Timothy 5:20, them that sin rebuke before all that others also may fear. See, this is so foreign to what's going on in this country, namely the church, and I want to tell you why. It's because the church has forsaken Scripture. And again, like it or not, friends, it's because of the church in America taking responsibility, I am, to right the wrongs. Not to sit there and complain about the problems without bringing about the answers. No, I'm doing that all the time, friends. But I'm simply saying that we are in trouble in this country because of what the church has done by departing wickedly from a just and a holy God. That's that simple. How many times I've hung out with professed Christians, just maybe even passing or having dinner or meeting them at a meeting that I might have done, and they don't have a clue as to what Scripture says. You know, I strive. I just to let you know, friends, last night I was up till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning reading the book of Psalms, and I just got done reading a book on the breaker anointing, which was 100 pages. And then the day before that, I spent another 2 days where I spent reading on the foundation and the proper function of the church. First the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And then I can't tell you how many books out of the Bible. I read all the small prophets just this last week in part, namely Obadiah, and then I read Jonah, and then I read Amos, and then I read Jonah, and then I read Joel. And folks, this is my life all the time. And it's not, I want you to know too, it's not like a delight. I don't please myself by getting up every day to try to tell the world what's wrong. No, I'm trying to tell you how to right the wrongs. And the way to right the wrong is to take responsibility before God and ask Him to empower you to get the job done so you can understand what I'm saying. Like when David said in Psalm 18, by my God I'll go through a troop, by my God I'll leap over a wall, where he talks about his enemies being subdued from before him, about how God is the lifter of his head and how he sets a table in the presence of his enemies. Psalm 23, folks. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. The answer is right in front of our face. Don't tolerate crime, then you'll understand righteousness and peace within the gate. But again, understanding, those that don't know the difference concerning Scripture, tells us in the book of Amos, they hate him that rebuketh within the gate. That's fine. Hate me. But you better understand, you don't shoot or you don't kill the messenger because you don't understand. If the house is on fire, you go inside of the house because you love the people that are endangered and you tell them to get out because the house is on fire. That's exactly what I'm doing. In America, and I know that many of you that listen to me week after week, you understand this love. You understand the truth. I understand that. But we've got so many networks out there right now that are listening to us, friends, that we just need to simply deal with the issues at hand by first taking responsibility. And there's many out there that are talking about a revival. You can't revive what isn't dead, friends. That which is non-repentant, you're not going to. The Holy Ghost isn't going to pour His Spirit out upon them, people. The Holy Ghost doesn't come to comfort a man in sin or known sin, friends. He's going to pour His Spirit upon those that are truly repentant before God, and they want to know Jesus Christ. They hunger and they thirst for righteousness because the Bible says they will be filled. And I hope that you're one of them that are listening today. And I also want you to know, friends, too, that there was once a farmer who had an old donkey. And one day he was working along and heard his donkey crying. And as he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that the donkey had fallen into an old well. And he was trying to get out. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? As he pondered it just for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, this donkey is too old anyways. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of there. He's got no value to him whatsoever. So what he did is he called over some of his farmer buddies and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, burying the donkey alive. Well, the little donkey, he panicked at first, knowing what they were trying to do. Suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something really bizarre. For every scoop of dirt that was thrown on the back of the donkey, you know what that little donkey would do? He had enough common sense to shake it off. And he began to use the scoops of dirt that were thrown on his back as stepping stones to climb out of the well. And folks, that's exactly the understanding of real grace and real faith. Real grace and real faith. We receive grace, friends, while we're yet dead in our sins. Ephesians 2. And real faith is what it takes from Him who gives it, the author and the finisher of our faith, and that we hope that we might receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. And what does that faith do? It overcomes the world. And then you begin to understand that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, and that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. How? As we follow the Christ. We deny ourselves. We take up the cross and we follow Him. We follow Him. And the Bible tells us that he who hath the Son hath life, but he who hath not the Son, they don't have life. And therein lies the distinction. So folks, I'm not here trying to make it a bad day for you. I'm trying to make it a good day for you, but you're going to have to respond. You're going to have to respond because again, friends, we can do this. Not me, myself, and I. But I can say that with God and one man, you're always in the majority. But we're going to have to take him at his word to do just that. Folks, I want to bring this to a completion. I told you since 1962 when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy concerning my message across the country, friends, that they said the Ten Commandments is not a permissible objective for the kids to study. since the American people, the 97%, allowed the Supreme Court to commit the crime of an oligarchy where few rule over many, did you know that teen pregnancy has gone up 10 to 14 years old, 500%? Violent crimes are up 749%. Why? Divorce has tripled every year from 1962 to 1987. Why? Abortion is up 1,000% since 1973. 57 million babies have been aborted because your corrupt government has sanctioned it. And you went right along with it. In other words, you, America, have allowed the government to commit an illegal act before heaven. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Sexually transmitted diseases are up 1,000%. They're higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade than the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. Folks, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. Why don't you deal with the little leaven, friends? The foxes spoil the vines. Why don't you take care of the foxes? Because that's what's being used to destroy your country. Suicide is up. 5,000 out of every 500,000 kids will take their own lives. I shared with you last week, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I gave the analogy of Houdini. I gave you the analogy of the teachers and the students in San Francisco, how they had the worst SATs. They were lied to. They were told that they had the best SATs the following year. They found out that they all that were lied to believed the fact that they did have the best SATs when in fact they had the worst. They found out 1 year later they all became the best SAT scorers in San Francisco. Why? Because they were told that they were the best. That's why. And back to my original question starting 5 weeks ago, what would you think of me if I said, let's remove all the stop signs, the warning signs, speed limit signs, and the such? You'd say I was crazy. Matter of fact, what would you think of Bambi if I went over to Bambi and said, hey, before crossing the street, I said, hey, let's take down that sign, that deer crossing sign. What do you think Bambi would do? He'd probably stick his horns in my keister, wouldn't he? And say, dude, you're crazy. How come the American people don't have enough common sense to figure this out? You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. Come on, America. You're better than that. And I can tell you right now, friends, it's what you give your time to. It's what you give your time to. I'll tell you what, make the time to do that which is important. I do it all the time. The enemy is always working. Just like Martin Luther said, when he goes to the Word of God, he said, a thousand hindrances come at me at once. He's exactly right. We have to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the Word of God, and we have to obey from the heart that form of doctrine by following the Christ. Romans 6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. You know, it's interesting how we see in this country the likes of Rosie O'Donnell. Do you guys remember after Columbine? You know, where Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into the school and shot it up. Isn't it interesting how we heard from the likes of Rosie O'Donnell that, hey, listen, you know what, if you own a gun, you need to go to prison. Oh, interestingly enough, friends, for those that did not know, did you know Rosie's bodyguard applies for gun permit? See, the message is we can have guns to protect ourselves, but you peasants, no, we need to disarm you. I mean, just ask the United Nations right out in front in New York City. They have a gun. It's a handgun with a snub nozzle. It's tied in a knot. And it's interesting. They say that we got to get rid of guns, the UN does, which is a creation of the United States of America. And they say we need peace. We need to get rid of the guns. Well, go inside of the building, and you'll see armed guards protecting those that are trying to create laws to disarm you. But they have armed guards protecting them. And it's interesting when you look at the UN, isn't it interesting how they keep the peace? They keep the peace by M1s, M15s, they use ARs, they use, hey folks, they use weapons like you've never seen before. They use tanks, they use mortars, they use hand grenades. Man, it's okay for the United, listen to the double standard, friends, come on. Furthermore, you know, Ben Franklin rightly said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms, right? And, of course, your Second Amendment right declares the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And you also know that where guns are mandatory, crime plummets, right? Okay, so we're all tracking now. I'm going to come back to this point. Rosie O'Donnell, right when we come back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, final segment, folks. I was just talking about Rosie O'Donnell. She said that anybody after Columbine, anybody that owns a gun, belongs in prison. Then we found out that her bodyguard was actually applying for a permit to protect Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, listen, one guy in Columbine after the shooting saw the hypocrisy with Rosie O'Donnell right off the bat. He said blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Maybe we should do a gun or a spoon ban per se. Yeah, I don't know. Did you also know, friends, that the Million Mom March that Rosie O'Donnell was accusing the NRA, calling it blood money and the such. Did you know that they didn't have a Million Mom March? Did you know that a million moms didn't show up? As a matter of fact, I believe that there was about a quarter of a million people that showed up, and what they did, for those that did not know, the tactic that the devil uses is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more than there really is. They actually, when the state-controlled media got involved, did you know that they took pictures of the quarter of a million people there? And what they did is they stacked them one behind another to make it look like there was a million people. By the way, we know that that dissolved because of the corruption that was involved in the Million Mom March. Okay? Every single time. Just look behind the curtain, friends. You'll find them for who they are. Okay? But what I was saying right before the break is it's interesting that Ben Franklin rightly said no free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. We know that in 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts, to have a gun They've only had one murder from an upstate criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years, right? Is this just so sick, friends, what's going on here? And again, let me remind you that there is no gun debate. They want to pull you into a debate because they want to gut the pith and marrow of the amendment, number 2 of your Bill of Rights. There is no debate. They want to pull you into debate because they want to gut your rights, friends, is what they want to do. Gun control is not about guns. It's about control, of course. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper said if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. Lines up with everything we've been talking about today. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. So in other words, you're the one that's going to have to enforce the law to cause those that violate law, which is the creator of all war, by the way, you're going to have to cause them to fear you. I believe it was in one of the Navy SEALs that said his dad taught him, never live your life where the enemy does not fear you. That's exactly right. And when you walk in the fear of the Lord, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28 that the people of the earth shall fear you because you're called by the name of the Lord. That's an anointing. That's the favor of God. Matter of fact, if you want to look at the Muslim infiltration going on in your country right now, friends, little by little, incrementally, through a siege, a slow takeover, keep in mind their greatest opposition and their greatest enemy are Christians that bear the cross, said they. That's why they're using the atheist to attempt to rid America of the cross. Matter of fact, there's even one Catholic woman priest who has no business being there in the first place who said that she suggests that we get rid of all the Christian crosses in America lest it should offend the Muslims. You got what you got coming when you fall to that stupidity, friends. During World War I, there was 116,516 Americans that fought, bled, and died. World War II, 405,399 Americans that died. Korea, 36,516 men and women that fought, bled, and died. Vietnam, 58,151. Forgive me, I said 121 earlier. 151 Americans that fought, bled, and died. Iraq and Afghanistan, the war that was supposed to end 6 months after it started under Bush, friends, right? I'm talking about the military-industrial complex. There you have it. Folks, I can't even give you an accurate number. It's 8,000 and counting, Iraq and Afghanistan, of your young people coming back in boxes that paid the ultimate price doing their job by upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitutional Republic and what you have. You know, when I talk to the young people, I ask them, what would you think of me if I said, let's desecrate the graves of the veterans, after understanding the price paid for their freedoms, you know what they'd say? They'll say to me, hey, listen, if you were to desecrate the gravestones of our veterans, I'll rip your head off. And I'll say, that's exactly right. That's what we're looking for. Because you know that the veterans, they say, similarly to that which the politicians say when they swear to uphold the Constitution, they say, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter. So help me God. Now, can you imagine if everybody that represented we the people did just that? It would be a utopia, would it not? Remember what John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, friends? He said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Ask not what your country can do for you, but this is what they're teaching young people. As a matter of fact, we were doing a school down south, I believe, or maybe it was up in the Midwest in Kansas or Missouri. We were doing a school, and I seen where the federal government, again, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, is brainwashing and indoctrinating your kids into believing the opposite of what is true concerning who we are. But that quote that I just gave you, friends, was from none other than John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. They put that quote up on a poster with the Declaration of Independence on it, and it said at the bottom of it, no, go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask. Let's take responsibility, friends, and get this straight. That's my message. It's always going to be my message. It's going to be my message tomorrow. It's going to be my message in a week, in a month, in 6 months, in a year. Lord willing, another 54 years. I want to live to be an old man, right? It's up to us to do what we're commanded to do. And if we don't want to, you know what? Then let's not complain about what doesn't happen. Because we can do this. We really can.
Well, as you mentioned, it's not only been your message, you know, for the past how many years, but it's been your message for about 350 public high schools, universities, college campuses as well. Let me go ahead and highlight.
Wait a second. I want people to understand it's 360, number one.
Oh, 360.
And number two, that's just schools.
Yeah.
I want people to understand that when we're talking about the things that we've done, it's not just the schools. I want you to understand the broad range and demographics of the people that we reach and that we're willing to reach, because I don't want anybody to think that we're limiting the Holy One of Israel here. We're not doing that. That's just the high schools, friends. That's not the elementary schools. That's not the colleges. That's not the tea parties. That's not the interviews. That's not the columns. So we're being spent for the very purpose of seeing what God will do on the behalf of those that do all that they can do. Because we really believe that report. I do. And I'm not trying to give myself merit. I'm trying to show you that, listen, if one person can do what one person is doing, can you imagine if 300 of us across the country did it? I mean, just imagine Gideon going forward, bringing those 300 people, and he dealt with the oppressors, the Midianites. Well, why don't we do that here in America? We are doing that here in America.
And this is one principal from Jerry Healy from Rugby Public Schools out in North Dakota. He said, I would like to express a heartfelt thanks to Bradley Dean and his band. Some of you know that Bradley is the drummer for Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the nation, for a presentation, Lyceum, at our school that really connected with the kids. The theme, you can run, but you cannot hide, sincerely connected with our whole student body. I received calls from parents commending the presentation. Three mothers commented that this was all their kids talked about at the supper table that night following the Lyceum. I believe the uniqueness of your approach and the honesty that you portrayed, plus the messages that you shared, connected with the faces, and notice he said, and souls of our school. We are reaching out to people across America, and usually when I talk with people about presentations, I like to say, well, let's just take their word for it and not our word for it. If you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you look at the affiliates, and you go and click on, you know, Lyceums and schools and all the different recommendations, you're going to see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of recommendations from school principals to students to ministries to tea parties, you name it, it's on there. And we say, look at the response, look at the fruit of this ministry. This is a ministry that you can get behind and support, because you see the fruit is on the tree. We're not just talking about the problems, but doing something about it in an active way. So please be a part of this. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says become a son or daughter of Liberty. When you do, you are part of sharing this fruit throughout the United States so people can taste and see that the Lord is truly good.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, thank you for your response. Talk to you in, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.